The OECD has officially released the CARF-XML Schema version 2.0 today, marking the final technical milestone before the mandatory global exchange cycle begins. This update is far more than a routine patch. It provides the granular data architecture required to capture complex yield-generating activities in the DeFi space. For crypto asset service providers, CASPs, the release of CARF-XML Schema version 2.0 serves as the starting gun for a high-pressure integration phase. Schema 2.0, the DeFi and staking layer. The most significant change in CARF-XML Schema version 2.0 is the introduction of dedicated reporting tags for staking and liquidity provision, LP. This ensures tax authorities can distinguish between different types of on-chain income. Staking tags. New fields allow for the differentiation between validation rewards, delegated staking yield, and soft staking credits. Liquidity provision, LP, CARF-XML Schema version 2.0 introduces technical tags for LP tokens and fee accruals. CASPs must now report the fair market value, FMV, at the exact time of pool entry and exit. Airdrops and hard forks. The schema now requires specific timestamps and zero-cost basis flags for involuntary incoming assets. The July cliff, shadow reporting mandatory. The OECD is advising all participating jurisdictions to mandate shadow reporting starting July 1, 2026. The reality check, shadow reporting is a live data rehearsal. While actual tax data won't be exchanged internationally until 2027, CASPs must begin submitting test live XML files based on CARF-XML Schema version 2.0 to local authorities this July. This is a zero-tolerance validation test to identify schema failures before the 2026 legal reporting year is finalized. Impact on CASPs, evolution of compliance requirement. Schema 1.5, July 2025, CARF-XML Schema version 2.0, 2026, transaction types basic, fiat, crypto, transfer, advanced, staking, LP, wrapping, valuation method aggregated daily, monthly transaction level FMV, spot, compliance phase systems development live shadow reporting, July 2026, data quality, best effort, zero tolerance XML validation analyst perspective. The end of aggregation. CARF-XML Schema version 2.0 signals the end of lazy reporting. Tax authorities no longer want to see a single income figure, they want to see the specific protocol yield. If your CASP infrastructure cannot distinguish between a staking reward and a liquidity fee by July, you aren't just facing a technical bug. You are facing a compliance failure that will be visible to every tax authority in the OECD network.